Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. 6 years into the shale boom, transparency about the chemicals used in fracking remains elusive. A website called Frack Focus is supposed to be a national clearinghouse for that data, but some groups are raising serious questions about how Frack Focus puts that information out to the public, one well at a time. State Impact Pennsylvania's Katie Culinary reports.
This is a story about a place where big drilling meets big data. A website called Frack Focus. The site is run by an industry-supported nonprofit called the Groundwater Protection Council, a group of state regulators who oversee water quality and oil and gas development. A few years back, the group wanted to help the industry, give the public answers to a burning question about the shale gas boom.
What the heck's going down these wells?
In 2011, with funding from industry groups, Frack Focus was born. Drillers could voluntarily upload lists of the chemicals used to frack wells to release natural gas. The following year, Pennsylvania began requiring operators to use the website as part of the state's new chemical disclosure law. It's one of 14 states that have delegated their public disclosure systems to Frack Focus. Now, a farmer in, say, Washington County could log on to frackfocus.org, search for a well near her cow pasture, and pull up a PDF document from the company with a list of what went downhole. But some big data geeks say that's a problem.
My name is Paul Woods, and I'm the big data wrangler at SkyTruth.
SkyTruth is a nonprofit that uses publicly available data and satellite images to monitor the impacts of the industry on the environment, all from a tiny office in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. So when the SkyTruth team learned about Frack Focus, Woods says they were psyched.
We thought, hey, this would be great. All the data's there.
But it turns out it wasn't so easy to get. Here's the problem. Drillers post their lists of chemicals as individual PDF documents for each well they frack. Computers can't understand the documents, so it's harder to tell a computer to pull the data out and organize the information as a table or a spreadsheet. At the time, Frack Focus had records for more than 30,000 wells. To mine all that data, SkyTruth would have had to open one PDF at a time, and then copy and paste all the information about each ingredient into a spreadsheet. Woods colleague David Manthos says it was a daunting task.
We calculated it was about 6 years worth of labor, and just at minimum wage would have been something on the order of $90,000 just to manually do this whole thing.
So Woods designed a bot, a software program that could do all the work for them. Every night, the bot scraped the site for all the available PDFs and compiled the information into a searchable database. And with Frack Focus's permission, SkyTruth published that database in 2012. It turns out they weren't the only ones interested in this information.
We were overwhelmed by the response of people contacting us, asking questions about the data set, downloading it, and then the subsequent reports and publications that use that data set to say very interesting things.
For instance, researchers at the Argonne National Laboratory near Chicago used the data to look at how much water goes into producing natural gas. Even a consulting firm that does data analysis for the industry tapped into SkyTruth's database. But one night last June, the bot hit a roadblock.
The first thing we noticed, there was no new data coming in. And then when we went to look and find out what was going on, we started testing it. And then we dug a little bit deeper, and there was a little error message that was coming out that said, hey, you're sending too many requests. You're being blocked for 24 hours. And then they block you for 48 hours, and then they block you forever.
The Groundwater Protection Council, the nonprofit that runs Frack Focus, had set up a system to block automated programs like SkyTruth's bot. The council says it was to prevent bots from slowing down traffic to the site. Remember the farmer with the cow pasture living near a gas well? The Groundwater Protection Council says that's who Frack Focus was meant for, not groups like SkyTruth looking for big data on drilling. The council wouldn't agree to a recorded interview, but we spoke with Associate Director Dan Yates, who explained that to get companies to voluntarily disclose what's in their fracking fluid, the council had to agree it would only serve up the data one well at a time. The industry didn't want it to be a wholesale repository of data on fracking. Yates admits that's up for reconsideration, in part because 14 states have required drillers to use the website.
Like it or not, Frack Focus is now one of the most comprehensive, if not the most comprehensive, source of information about the chemicals being used in unconventional oil and gas development.
Kate Konchnick is director of the Environmental Policy Initiative at Harvard Law School. Konchnick gives Frack Focus a failing grade as a disclosure tool. She found that the data were often inaccurate and that companies were making trade secret claims for chemicals at one well site while fully disclosing the same chemicals at another.
Not maybe as robust a tool as one would hope if something is regulated or required by state law.
Frack Focus has come under new scrutiny as the Obama administration considers whether to use it as a disclosure tool for fracking on public lands. And in March, a Department of Energy task force recommended that the site's administrators beef up quality control and allow the public better access to all the data. The group even recommended funding for these improvements. Konchnick says the Groundwater Protection Council is under more pressure to make changes.
I think there are a number of interests being represented by Frack Focus, and I think those who manage the database are having to juggle a lot of those interests.
The council says it's open to change and is already working on fixing some of the site's limitations. So whatever became of SkyTruth's efforts to get the data? It's been just over a year since the bot was blocked from the site. Paul Woods says,
We're stalled.
In the spring, SkyTruth teamed up with another environmental nonprofit called Frack Tracker, based in Pittsburgh, to try to work things out with the site's administrators. So far, no deal. Today, Frack Focus has records from more than 70,000 wells. It's still a unique source of information about a technology that's changing communities and the global energy economy. But data miners are frustrated that the big information inside Frack Focus has been purposefully made so small. Samantha Malone from Frack Tracker puts it this way.
Imagine trying to understand your financial spending throughout the year by taking photos of all of your receipts of anything you ever purchased the entire year. You would need to look at each one at a time, and even then you still couldn't see the big picture because you couldn't possibly remember what you read in the first photo of your receipt.
Without big data, Woods from SkyTruth says, even individual homeowners can't see the big picture of how the shale boom is impacting them or their communities.
The kind of people who are going to answer those questions for you are people like us. And if we can't get the data because they only want to give it to individual homeowners about their individual wells, then they haven't really accomplished public disclosure.
For The Pulse, I'm Katie Culinary.